let's play a few of these interviews, if you will, because both you and I got walked off on, where you start to interview someone, and because of the questions, because of the circumstance, because of whatever reason, the athlete decides to flat out walk away from you. It's a horrible feeling. You're left standing there with a microphone, not knowing what to do, and it's a very lonely feeling as well, and it happened to both of us. And it was awkward, I'm sure, for you as it was for me.
Actually, I thought it was funny.
Well, yeah, it's funny. There's no doubt it's funny, but it's weird.
And I got something really good out of it, too, at the end.
Okay.
A really good laugh. So you want me to play this thing?
Go ahead.
All right. This was at Media Night with the Carolina Panthers.
All right. Here we go. I got to tell you, I'm a little bit out of my element with football. You know, I don't know too much about it. I'm more of a financial guy. Need help with your money?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. What's your name?
Marcus Ball.
Okay. How long you been in the league?
Say 2 years.
2 years? What position do you play?
Safety.
Okay. What's it like playing for Ron Riviera?
Amazing. He's the greatest coach ever. He's the greatest coach in the NFL.
You having fun here at the Super Bowl?
Absolutely. It's been amazing.
Where'd you play college at?
I played at Florida State and University of Memphis.
Florida State and the University of Memphis?
Yeah, transferred.
Oh, okay. Did you graduate, get out in 4 years?
Yes, I graduated.
Okay.
I graduated at University of Memphis.
Were you drafted?
No, undrafted.
Okay. So, who's your position coach?
Steve Wilkes.
What's he like?
He's great. He's a great father figure. He's a great leader. He's a great coach.
He hates you.
Where'd you grow up at?
Atlanta.
Atlanta?
Yeah.
Did you ever have to roll around on the streets out in Atlanta and keep things real with people and set some guys straight?
Man, no, get out of here, man. No.
All right,
I'm going to take a picture with Deion.
And he left?
Yeah, that was it. That was it.
He left?
Yeah. He just gave me that big laugh. And
man, get out of here.
God. That wasn't that bad. I thought you were going to piss him off. It was like he was having fun, and he still left.
Well, I got a good laugh out of him.
Well, yeah, you did. All right, so I did a bit with the guy, well, a couple of the guys. I was only going to do it with one guy. My goal was to have one guy read all these hypotheticals because I gave him a hypothetical. It was basically like, look, would you ask this to your wife or girlfriend in order to have a guaranteed Super Bowl win? So clearly the questions are going to be tough. It would guarantee you a win if you had the balls to ask this question to your significant other.
Right.
And so, to be honest with you, I didn't think it was that big a deal. But after this happened, Donovan saw it take place, and Donovan goes, dude, you're going to get punched if you keep doing this. Because these guys don't play games when it comes to their wives and girlfriends. And it's supposed to be degrading because it's a hypothetical. I'm not saying that these women are this way.
Yeah.
It's if you just say this to them, you're going to win a Super Bowl. Okay, so let's see here. Let's see, where are you?
Name, college, number.
Rashad Dowling, UVA, 37.
UVA.
Okay.
Sweet. Are you from Virginia?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so this is a quiz on what you would say. You got a girlfriend?
Yeah. Got a wife.
You got a wife. Okay, this is perfect then. What would you say to your wife to win the Super Bowl?
All right, hold it just for a second.
You say
this guy had already been through me at this time, I think.
This is the Virginia guy?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Say these things to her in order to guarantee a win. Okay. I'm married. I know what I would or wouldn't say to my wife, no matter what. And you probably do, too. So, would you say this? Read that out loud.
Nah, go ahead. You read it.
You want me to? Okay. All right. To win the Super Bowl, you have to say, hey, baby, I like that dress, except that your legs look like they were dipped in a bucket of cottage cheese.
No.
No?
No.
So your own safety and death outweighs a Super Bowl win. Okay. How about this? There are two things I'd change about you, sweetheart. I'd get rid of that broke-ass weave you got, and I'd turn you white.
Who wrote those? Did you write them?
Yeah.
Oh, nah.
No?
What? I can't say that to my wife.
It's a Super Bowl win, though.
Hey, that's unrealistic. I would never say that to my wife.
Of course you wouldn't, but it's guaranteeing a win. All right. How about this one? Honey, hopefully someday we have a daughter, and hopefully she doesn't inherit that fat ass of yours.
Nah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's making me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Oh, nah.
No?
What? I can't say that to my wife.
It's a Super Bowl win, though.
Hey, that's unrealistic. I would never say that to my wife.
Of course you wouldn't, but it's guaranteeing a win. All right. How about this one? Honey, hopefully someday we have a daughter, and hopefully she doesn't inherit that fat ass of yours.
Nah. Hey, I can't do that. Nice talking to you.
And he walks away. And nice talking to you, man. I'm just standing there with the mic like, you're laughing at this. You are laughing at this.
He didn't know what to do. You made him uncomfortable.
And that's when Donovan was like, dude, you better watch who you do this with.
Yeah.
And so.
Well, he wasn't pissed.
No, he wasn't pissed, but he didn't want to do any more of it. I don't know why. I don't understand. And so then I took this to Devin Funchess, the wide receiver.
Good. You fed up with all this stuff? I'm good.
No, I'm just chilling, man. You got to embrace this stuff, man.
Once in a lifetime.
Yeah, once in a lifetime, man. My rookie year, I'm here. All the vets keep telling me I'm spoiled. And they never been here, so they all living it up, doing the same thing I'm doing.
Yeah, dude, it's a trip. All right, so you got a girlfriend?
Yes, I do.
You do? Okay, so we're going around asking some of the guys. All you have to do is say a couple of things to your girlfriend, or one thing. I'll give you a couple of examples, but if you do say it, it would guarantee you, it's a hypothetical, it would guarantee you a win in the Super Bowl. So basically it's, would you say this to your girlfriend, win the Super Bowl? Okay? All right. We've got a bunch of no's and a bunch of yeses, but we'll see. So it's rough. It's not easy. I mean, I'm not going to make it easy.
Okay.
All right? Okay, would you say, honey, I appreciate you cooking dinner tonight. Was the toughest part having to hold my plate under the horse's ass while he took a dump?
No. No, I would not say that.
Why not? You won the Super Bowl.
Can't do it. Can't do it as long as I still want her.
All right. How about this? Boy, sweetheart, this is such a beautiful day. Hey, I have a question. Are you pregnant or just fat?
No. No, you know how girls are, man. They sensitive about their weight already. And then for me to say that is ridiculous.
You would win a Super Bowl, though. She would understand.
No, can't do it.
Is she a college girlfriend?
Yeah.
She is? Same age?
Yeah.
Is she still in college or is she out?
She's still in college.
Oh, cool. Where'd you go?
I went to the University of Michigan.
That's right.
I came out early, yeah.
That's right. Okay, one more. Hey, sweetie, you know what time it is? I do. Time for you to shave that Dr. J afro you got between your legs.
No. Negative. Negative, negative, negative.
So 0 for 3?
0 for 3. I guess we won't win.
All right, Devin, be good. Right. Oh,
wow.
Man.
No, I guess we won't win.
That's pretty brazen.
No, no, no. Negative, negative, negative.
All right, so that's how we got walked off on.
Yes.
At Super Bowl Media Day.
There's a walk-off Thursday.
Yes, walk-off Thursday.